From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Wednesday said the number of terror incidents in the world declined last year. For a second year in a row, while the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more fatalities. But the State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibrel, said the IS group experienced serious setbacks in 2016.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016, directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
He listed several defeats of Islamic State in Iraq, culminating in the liberation of the northern city of Mosul. While much of northern Syria has been cleared of an IS presence, leading to the assault on its de facto capital, Raqqa, by U.S.-backed rebels. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams is at Northeastern University.
And that claim, at this point, seems rather trite, because everybody basically agrees that the organization has been weakened. And that's a really good thing.
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terror attacks occurred in 2016, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities, with most attacks taking place in five countries: Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Nigeria, and Pakistan. A Kenyan court Wednesday sentenced three men to life in prison for stripping and sexually assaulting a woman they believed had dressed provocatively. They avoided a death sentence because Kenya's ban on executions. A video of the attack at a gas station near Nairobi 3 years ago circulated on social media, prompting marches aimed at ending violence against women called hashtag MyDressMyChoice. This is VOA News.